Okay, present is board members Lori Dvorak, Phil Sabo, Kathy Sabo, Evelyn Payson, Cindy Biancamano, Lynn Christie in person, Hema De Silva virtually, Lisa Hoper Treasure in person, absent Dave Edgington.
Thank you. Do we want to accept, waive the reading of the minutes and accept, make a motion to accept?
I'll make a motion.
No, I'm going to be an idiot.
Oh.
Sorry. One quickie thing. Under technology, it says, in the future for the association meetings, we will be using wired mics on mic stands for members to use. We don't know if they're going to be wired yet, but we are going to put them on mic stands for members to use.
Okay.
So I just didn't want that to be, like, in stone.
Okay.
It's still...
So either way.
I have a question on the one on the minutes. The last time you sent out the minutes, you said for your review, and you also asked Mike to put them on the web.
Mm-hmm.
Aren't we supposed to approve them first before they get posted on the web?
I've always just put them on the web first, and then if they get changed...
And you just change them?
I'll just change them. Yeah, send it to Mike. 9 times out of 10, there's no changes.
Yeah.
So, all the years I've been doing it.
I thought they had to be approved first.
Probably technically, but...
Yes, okay.
I mean, we can wait if you want. It's up to you guys.
Whatever's easier for you.
It's easier to do it all once all through.
Okay.
So does that mean after one fell swoop, after they're approved?
No, she does it before.
I do it before. Like when I send them to you guys, I let you know it's there, and I know I let Mike know that they're there.
Okay.
Then we'll always be
so a
month behind.
So would it be helpful if I said to you, like emailed you first and said, Kathy, whatever?
Yeah, you don't have to wait for... this to tell me that there's something askew in the minutes for sure.
Okay, I
definitely was just going to fix it.
Then it's easier, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Don't read it and
yep.
whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, so we still need a motion to accept the minutes as
changed.
Okay. I will move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
The motion carries. I don't think we have any public comment, unless you want to comment anything. President's report. Not much. I was telling Kathy today, I found a whole bunch of things, like this is an actual newsletter from 1969. So, in the newsletters each week or month or whatever, I'm going to put a different one.
That's cool.
Isn't that kind of cool?
Yeah.
Yeah. And this is all. Yeah. And this has this, all the Lake Hayward events and stuff. And this is particular. So that's going to be my president's report most of the time for the newsletters. I think that's all. Financial report. Tax collector.
Okay. I actually brought show and tell items, and Hema, I will get this posted out because I didn't post it out earlier. But we have calculated, and I think a couple of you have already seen this, the mill rate. For the coming year, there's a calculation. Now, what you'll see is this was a reassessment year, and as a result, the mill rate has gone from 0.4 something to 0.3175, which can happen.
Did you say it was that?
Yes, they did.
Well, look at the revenue, the grand list.
Look at the grand list. So, now I'm going to give you another piece of paper, which is, you know, kind of another idea thing.
Thank you.
With that going down, I talked to another tax collector at, I believe it's Hidden Lake. It's another district, such as ourselves, smaller than us, 50. And what she said was that in a reassessment year, sometimes what they'll do is they will add a couple points to the mill rate because everyone is expecting their taxes to go up, and if they have some kind of large capital expenditure that they know they need to start funding, that becomes the fortuitous time to do it.
Mm.
And so what I've done is I've kind of given you, you know, if we were to increase the tax amount by so much, what's your mill rate look like? I don't know the mechanics for that or what that would require. However, knowing that we're going to have a shortfall for the dam, probably, we don't know for sure, and that a little additional cash in capital never goes awry, I would think that if we were to do a year that we were going to take a couple points, this would be the year. People will be expecting with these reassessments. I mean, again, to your point, look at where the grand list went. That's a substantial increase.
That is huge. That's a, like.
And so if there were to be, you know, a slight increase in people's taxes, I don't think that they would
balk.
Well, they're already going to have an increase, whether they, yeah. I mean.
So wait, this middle one,
mm-hmm.
All the property owned by, that's ours?
Yes. We don't pay taxes on the property that we own.
Okay.
Because why would we, you know, charge taxes to ourselves?
Okay.
Yeah, then we'd lose all our money. Hello, goodbye.
This is the grand list for light?
Right here.
Yes.
This number.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah, that's, I got straight from East Haddam.
Okay.
Wow.
Nice.
Well, and you can see what it did to the mill right now. You know, there's...
That's a crazy percentage it went up.
Yes.
Wow.
But at the end, Kathy, what would happen is that we would know what the grand total is, how much we can, and our rate will depend on our budget, doesn't it? It's not on the mill rate that this East Haddam town comes up with.
No, it's not East Haddam's mill rate. It's our own mill rate, and it is based on our
and
own rate.
Much
but we,
this is a different rate compared to what the East Haddam charges.
It's whatever we set our mill rate to.
Right.
Yeah, but isn't our mill rate determined at the annual meeting based on the budget?
Yes. The mill rate is not.
But that becomes an effective mill rate based on the budget.
Yeah.
You can set a mill rate of 10% or 10%.
However, the budget, of course, was based on the estimate of the grant list.
Absolutely, yeah.
Right.
We didn't know what the grant list was.
Correct.
Right. Now we do.
But we knew what the number we were asking for. For operating and expenditures. We knew that number.
We did.
So now, if we increase the mill rate, we're going to get a lot more than that number, and that's what Hannah's saying.
Well, a lot more is relative. Okay. What I'm showing you is we could get 10,000 more, we could get 20,000 more. I'm not looking at substantial.
Yeah.
I'm just looking at some.
Right. But that's, so that goes back to the capital charge that we say, okay, this year we're looking for 20,000 to put in our reserves.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now we're going to wind up with 40,000 on that paper, let's just say,
let's just
right?
Say.
And then people are going to go, well, that's not what we voted on. So you're going to get some pushback from some people who look and care.
Mm-hmm.
Right,
okay,
yeah.
That's my point.
And you're right. I'm just saying that in a year where it was a reassessment year and we did set expectations,
yeah.
And we know that we're looking at dam repairs
yep.
that probably in the next 2 years, that if there were an opportunity in a reassessment year,
this is it.
Because if we do it in a year that's not a reassessment year, I anticipate you'd get a lot more pushback.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think, are you thinking in terms of including whatever the dam cost as part of the mill rate?
Not the entire dam cost. What I'm talking about is padding it by 10 to 20,000 that would go toward the dam over a period of years.
Or be put in our reserve, in our allocated reserves. But the membership hasn't voted on that.
Right. And the membership is not unaware that they are going to be faced with a new assessment, and they're expecting that because the assessments have all gone up, that they would have, in fact, a smaller mill rate to account for.
It is a smaller mill rate.
Right.
Hema, last year's mill rate was 0.4628. This year's mill rate is 0.3175. It's dropped by well over a point. Well over
a point. But because your budget determines what you can charge, it's not that you're going to be able to say we're going to keep the mill rate at the same, and we collect more, and we'll use that as a surplus.
Actually, what I'm suggesting,
a lot more,
Emma, is that where it was 0.4628, let's say we were to raise it by, 2 points, it'd be 0.3326.
Mm-hmm.
So it's still more than a point under what it was last year.
Mm-hmm.
Even if we were to go for 20,000 extra, it would be 0.3477. So again, a little less than a point, but still a point less than they saw in the mill rate last year. So they would not see an increase in the mill rate. They will see a decrease in the mill rate.
Right. They'll just see an increase in their taxes.
Their taxes will go up.
Their taxes are going to go up regardless because of the assessment.
Right.
Well, they're going to be looking for a tax decrease because their rate has come down. I mean,
no one's going to expect a decrease.
I think it's going to lead to a lot of questions and will probably create a lot of animosity there. I'm just letting you know what I feel.
Okay.
But, it's up to the board at the end.
Understood.
How you want to present it.
Yeah. Projected one. Well, how do the rest of you feel?
I think it's a creative idea.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's a little sneaky. A sneaky way to get more money. Because the way I understand it is that whatever we set the budget at, whatever it was voted on, the mill rate is always just comprised based on once you get the grand list,
mm-hmm.
and we set the mill rate just so we can make that figure. So that's kind of how I feel about it.
Mm-hmm.
I understand where you're coming from, though, wanting to get money for the dam.
I don't think this is
the way to go about it.
I think it's a great
idea. I think it's a great idea.
All of that, but yeah. I'm with Kathy on this one.
So there you go.
I just don't think, like I said, when the reports come out, if somebody were to look, and some people do, the capital charge is going to be $20,000 this July. All of a sudden now it's $40,000. Nobody voted on that.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. We got extra. We got extra 20 grand.
Yeah.
All right.
Great, but not if people complain.
They have to pay for it.
They're coming out of people's pockets.
That's right.
Yeah.
Any way you look at it.
I mean, it's great as a whole, but
right.
Everybody has to pay for it, and we haven't requested that from them.
That's right.
That's because.
Okay.
I mean,
I'm with you too, Liz. I think it's a great opportunity and a great idea. I think that it's not up front.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's how I feel about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Not transparent.
No, right.
Not transparent,
I'm going to continue bringing these sorts of things to you.
Yeah,
that's perfect.
Because I think
That's all right.
It's a good conversation to have.
Absolutely.
I agree. Yeah.
Why do we have...
But it's no sense on my nose either way.
Okay.
Okay.
Terrific.
So do we have to vote on the, to accept this mill rate then?
The
3175?
I do need to publish it, and as a legal, so I need the agreement of everyone because it's got to go in legal notice.
I make a motion for the mill rate to be set at 0.3175.
I second it.
Second,
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
Aye.
Any opposition? Motion carried.
Okay, here's my proviso. Wait a minute. Don't worry. Property taxes less than $3. That $240 is an estimate. I don't think I'm far off. I'm waiting for that final from QDS. So this may waver by like half a percentage. As soon as I have that final figure, I will give it to you. But I think we're all agreed. This is the tax that we're using,
right?
And this is how we're going to calculate the mill rate.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if it's a half.
As soon as I get it, I will send it out to everyone.
Thank you for doing this, Glenn.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, the reports are on the drive, and finally got the ones that were supposed to be there. So, if anybody has any questions on those reports. I like the layout.
Yeah, looking good.
It looks good. So the structure did change a little bit because we worked on setting up in 23-24, and in order to do that, we had to move some structure on this existing one. But I think it's going to be cleaner. It'll be much cleaner in July.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. And then even better the year after.
That's all you got to say?
Liberty's been a pain in the rear end. I was telling Kathy earlier today that it is almost a really good decision that you decided to go with a treasurer, maybe not me, but somebody who's here, because I've had to be at Liberty 3 times in the last month and a half.
And they're horrible. But I don't know if another one would be better. Yeah. Everything with them is...
That whole upgrade they did, that messed things up. And they didn't send out bulletins saying, hey, check this or check that.
Yeah.
And, you know, there was like a couple of hours. We had no Wi-Fi down at the thing. We got shut off.
Wow.
Because I was writing checks right, and they weren't getting them. And I'm chasing them. So, but I finally got an email dialogue with a guy who was right in our business account and did everything, and then I went to the bank. It was different. But I don't have anything other than, I try to say anything throughout the month so that we're not having a huge time here.
Yeah.
Okay. I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Do we need soap and nutmeg forms? I'm going to be submitting an invoice.
If you have invoices, I need them right away. Here's the thing. If the invoices, I'm going to be asked for a lot of information in the next couple of weeks, and I'm going to be asked daily for information from the budget committee. And if your invoices are not in, then you're going to look deficient.
Is that what she has done so far?
Good golly, why doesn't she bill us like since February? Why doesn't
she start coming out?
Yeah, but why don't I mean...
You want a monthly bill?
Bill or something? We should, because I would like to reflect it on the budget to actual that, you know, in February we spent 70, in March we spent 140, in April we spent a whole hell of a lot more.
Yeah, because they're not human.
Right.
But she needs to submit invoices and not...
Just because I'm sure she's a small business and,
yeah,
you know, doing it monthly is a lot of...
Even if she does it quarterly or something, but that's not even... That's,
I mean, it's not a matter of... She's going to get paid. That's not the issue, but she'd be getting paid a lot regularly if she was submitting.
It doesn't matter to her.
It matters to me.
Mm-hmm.
If it doesn't matter to her to submit it,
she actually wanted me to wait till the end of June to submit one
new
bill.
That'll never fly.
And that makes it really hard on the budget.
Yeah.
It makes it hard on you if you go to the budget committee and asking for money. And we're in, and the budget committee is going, you need to spend this.
Anybody got invoices? Send them in.
Invoices should be coming monthly. I mean, I would like them for two. I understand she's small.
She's got to pay all that. But in the future, if we could ask for that to be monthly.
Do you need a new W-9 was my other question. Do you need one every year? You should have one from last year.
I don't think her tax information has changed, but I'm going to ask somebody who knows more than me about that. But I don't think that another W-9, I mean, I wasn't planning on running out another
one.
We wanted
one every year.
Who was?
Me.
Maybe there's
a reason
for that.
I don't think it's necessary because nothing's changed.
You'll fill out a W-2 every year. You fill it out when you first get your
job.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, we didn't fill it out last year.
Along the same line.
No, I used
whatever we had, yeah.
Yeah.
If somebody new comes, obviously we need it, right?
But yeah. I mean, we need new vendors, and I think in 2018 they changed the form.
Ooh.
And we had to get new ones for everyone, but
mm-hmm.
Yeah. We don't get new ones every year.
Okay. So you want monthly bills.
I mean, if it's not a hassle for her, she can email it. If it's in this format, she can email it to the treasurer. She's enough to mail it.
Okay.
Can we go back a little bit with the W-9s?
Yeah.
We did the basketball court. Somebody did it last year. And we were talking about, did he...
He got a W-9.
He had a W-9? I don't remember.
Tell me who he was.
Josh Webster.
I think, I'll check, but I know that I wrote out a
because, like I said, the vendors now, I'm going to be using CertaPro. I'm going to be using...
So, W-9, it's employee versus contract.
Yeah, so we have some people that are, like, sole proprietor contractors. I don't have my list in front of me.
All right,
like, somebody got a chunk of a big one last year. I was like, wow, I didn't realize that was a W-9 person. But I went back into past years, and that is a W-9 person. Then I started asking myself, well, why isn't this one, and why isn't that one? And I did some digging. But I don't think, we don't give,
W-2?
Yeah, we don't get, like, a W-2 from Jansky. Mm-hmm. You're a company. So CertaPro is a company.
Okay.
No, but that's why they get the 1099 or the W-9, because then they have to.
They pay the tax.
Right.
They
pay the tax. Yeah. But big companies, I don't think.
Okay. So I don't have to worry about it then.
I'm going to check on that for you.
Let me know. I'd rather do it now while I'm doing these projects.
Because your new ones are CertaPro and then the...
Butler.
It's
going to be a sand guy. The sand. Sure, Pro and Butler, I think that's all I need right now.
Are you doing all the beaches, though?
Not just my beach.
Yeah. We
don't yes, I'm doing all the beaches.
His beach.
Yes, I am doing all
the beaches, too, buddy.
Yeah, I want to count.
I am doing them all. Even Little Beach is going to get a little touch.
Okay. Nice beach is getting popular. There's been a lot of...
There was a pig on it yesterday.
Yeah, I had a chat with him.
What?
Did you?
Oh, yeah. There was a pig and a dog.
Yeah.
It was good.
Was the pig swimming?
No.
I was getting in the kayak and going.
Yeah, he had a harness on, a leash. He was in the water when the dog was in the water when I went by.
Not the pig?
Not the pig.
The pig took a poop.
So, yeah.
Do they have any
cookie
bags?
All right. Are there any other questions for Lisa? Okay.
Interesting. It gets more and more interesting every time.
Okay, so bylaw, report, nothing. Budget? Nothing. No, I'm kidding. What's your face? So before you do the budget, so I just found out today that I wasn't supposed to give Rachel a stipend, and I thought we had, I don't know why I thought it, but I did. I gave her $1,000. I thought that was what I was supposed to do. Today, I know. Well, now I know, but it's too late now. So
no, it's not too late.
Yeah, we got a back check on that.
Well, I'm not firing her, so.
Well, you just tell her that there's no stipend attached to the position.
No, because I already told her there was, so.
Well, there can't be.
We didn't vote on that.
Yeah.
Okay, well.
I did not know that we were getting a communications person. Nobody communicated that with Jason. And then to say that we're giving them a stipend.
I know. I don't know why, but I thought somehow when we reduced Mike that it was for that, and I don't know why I thought that, but I did. Yeah.
Mike was reduced because he was no longer doing the newsletter.
I know, but I was mixing newsletter up with communications, I think. I know.
Jason didn't get paid for communications.
I know. He was on the board, too. He volunteered. I don't know why I did that, but...
Well, I mean, there's no but. I mean, there's definitely no but.
There's no stipends.
Yeah, we worked very hard to get the stipends down.
I know.
On the board, you know.
I mean, is that why she took the job? Because there was a stipend? I mean, if that's the case, then that's wrong.
No. But I thought there was. I don't know why I thought there was. I thought there was. And no matter who took it, that's what I was offering.
Well, yeah, but you can't do that.
Well, I made a mistake.
Right. So you got to fix it.
Well, I'll try. If not, I'll clear myself.
So I will say, like, Kathy, when you first said about, when Lisa put out the budget to actuals about taking, you know, the communications manager off and all that, last year when I was the budget chair, I literally had to put on my sheet that the webmaster was a communications manager in parentheses because it was confusing.
Correct.
So now that we actually had a communications manager And now it makes sense. Okay, we have a webmaster. He takes care of the website. We have a communications manager who takes care of communications. And we have a newsletter editor who takes care of newsletters. Great. Now it all makes sense. However, the stipend thing is something that we have to figure out.
It's not a matter of figuring out. We take a vote on it.
Well, separate. That's what I'm saying. We should vote on it. I mean, I think Cindy offered it to Rachel. And I do think, I'm sorry, honey, but I think she made a mistake.
Right.
No, I know that.
We all make mistakes. Right. We all make mistakes.
Yeah, and I think she confused them because it was confusing. The webmaster,
that's
the
what
communications
happened.
Manager.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
It was screwing.
And the other thing is Gary said he's not going to take the stipend for the newsletter. So that's $500. So.
Well, and we do have, you know, we do have, which I don't really want to discuss, but we do have a little extra in the stipend.
But yeah, that's
I understand. So
because once the book is there, then we've got to.
It's always there.
Have it.
Do you,
it was always the board's decision.
Do you know what else we asked her to do?
So yeah, the constant contact, the email blast. She's supposed to proofread the newsletter after he does the newsletter. She proofreads the newsletter. I asked her to make sure she attended both membership meetings and to work on updating that whole property. Well, she does the property information when people
come to contact her.
And I wanted to work with her on updating the whole thing because the whole thing is a mess of old emails.
Yep.
And all that. So to revamp all the addresses, which is a big job.
It is a big job. And Jason even said in his letter, there's like ghost emails. And
yeah, it's a mess. It really is. So that was all part of that. So.
Well, go ahead, Heather. What do you want to say?
No, I was just going to ask one question, and that is, should at the end of all the discussion, we can take a vote, but should it still not be with the membership approval at the end?
No, the stipend has always been board approved. So the membership doesn't need to approve it.
Yeah, but the membership has to approve the budget. So
right, but the money's there in the budget. We have overage under the stipend.
This year. Next year, right?
Yeah, right, next year it doesn't.
This
right.
budget is a different issue.
Right.
And I think if you do let the membership know, that can create an issue at the annual meeting. I'm just sort of looking at how things all play out in August. That's where I think it eventually comes to haunt anything that we make decisions on.
Okay, this is what I think maybe we can do as a compromise. In that I know there's a stipend for secretary, $500. And if we're feeling that she's putting in a lot of work because she has to revamp the constant contact just this year, we can pay her that $500 only because she's revamping the constant contact. But moving forward, once it's been revamped, no stipend.
Yeah.
That's a kind of a compromise that I can come up with.
We don't have to do the stipend every year, right?
Well, that's what
we do.
Well, usually your stipend is a stipend. Once you have a stipend in there,
right.
It's there for
yeah.
a year.
We've removed them. We've removed financial advisors. We've
we don't have
we to. We add and remove.
Right. It's not easy, though.
Stipend all the time. I mean, since the last 3 years, I've seen them come and go.
We go into executive session to discuss that. They don't just come and go.
Well, no, I know. I understand that. But doing the budget, I've watched them.
Right, and I guess, like I said, my point was when we, you know, most of us are here on the board that we went through stipends, and we felt that the stipends had gotten way out of control.
Way out of work.
Way, way out of control. And I would even see Treasurer have a lower stipend. No offense to you, no, I'll take that personally, but, you know, I'm big on just getting the prices down.
I think events coordinator should have a stipend.
Well, yeah, if you want to do that, everybody should have a stipend, right? Yes. That would be a perfect world.
So what's the...
It was a mistake that was made. Do whatever you want. I admit I made a mistake. We all make mistakes.
I like the $500 deal for this year only.
Right, only because she's going to...
I don't have a problem. I don't know if that's...
She can put it to her that way.
For only 1 year.
Yeah.
And again, when, what's the year? This is for next year, not even for this year.
No, it would be, she would get a stipend June 30th.
Right. And then
June
1st,
whatever.
And it would end, yeah.
Whatever Lisa's doing, 1st or 30th or whatever.
Right.
Well, because there's money already there for something.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Right.
I guess.
Yeah. So we could take it out of the secretary's stipend because she's doing kind of a secretarial duty by revamping constant contact.
Cindy, are you comfortable with that?
Yeah, it has to be.
But then it goes away after that. Once it's revamped, then it's just upkeep and just, you know.
Maybe she's not comfortable with that, then.
Well, someone else will do it, but it's not going to be me.
Jason is still willing to do it.
All right, do we need to take a vote on this? Do we need, or is this just something that...
Then what do you think? I haven't heard anything from you.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
I think the budget is the budget and what you talked about, and I think that it just feels like something that needed to have been discussed in advance. It sounds like a compromise work.
I guess we're all in agreement on this.
That's what we'll do, yeah.
Okay.
All right, so for budgeting purposes, I will not put that in the budget for 24-25 fiscal year.
Right.
And we realize in all the prior budgets, it's for web, it's the web person.
Yeah, but I'm not calling the communications manager anymore.
No, it should have been that. It is what it is.
I had to put a note for myself, and I'm like, it's used too interchangeably.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's why all that.
I totally agree.
I get it. No, I get it.
Yeah.
So we'll put her in. I'm gonna move that. Okay.
What else do you have on budget?
I have a little bit because obviously I'm going to go into the budgeting process now, so I have some things that I would like to just talk about. And one of them is right out of the gate, we have a couple of categories that are now oversought by the Board of Governors: events and public safety. So, as far as I know with public safety, in the coming budget this year, so July 1st budget,
23-24,
we kicked it from $3,600 this year down to $500. It was basically for police presence, and then there's times when the parking tag needs to be replaced, and that always came out of public safety, and I think... Cindy, with signs or something like that.
Did the AEDs come out of public safety?
No, I don't think so.
I didn't think
so. Or did that come out of your budget?
I thought they came out of property.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, I think they were.
Public safety.
I can look back.
Wait,
didn't you
see where they came out of
the AEDs?
Okay, I mean, did you get a bill yet from Gary?
Peterson?
Nope.
He's going to be spending, I think, close to $800.
For batteries and stuff.
And you're saying there's 36.
So right now, tried to do that out of what's the one with stuff? It's a
capital reserve
because it's a 7-year thing.
Capital improvement.
Right. Wasn't that the batteries and stuff?
Yes.
Come out of there.
Yeah. That's what we said.
Did we talk about this last month?
Yeah. We did, and we said it was going to come out of capital because it's more than a 7-year project.
Okay.
However.
Okay.
That being said, I think public safety this year, ending June 30th, has $3,600 available in it.
Okay, I'll spend it.
Hold on.
You can't do that. I was going to say, don't tell me you have any money.
So I am going to just put food out there because we have the $3,600. I am going to ask what you think about if I use that money for
Perfect.
So that's a 7-year thing too.
How does everybody feel about that? If we don't have to take it out of capital, you know, the reserves, why?
Well, isn't that part of public and safety?
No, I'm just asking.
Well, since there's money there, I think it's a great idea.
And then, and really, even the AEDs can come out of there.
Okay.
Just, I'm putting it out there, everybody, like, input.
And we still have to leave some.
And there'll still be some.
New parking tags or whatever.
The new parking tags.
So no, I know it's not in this budget, but.
What year are the new parking tags coming out? I think it's the budget I'm looking at now.
It might be. We'll have to double check that.
It was last year.
And
it's for 4 years.
And it's every 3 years or four?
It could be every 2 and not every 4.
3 years.
Yeah, so it's just last year with the orange.
So we have, I think, 2 more years after this on them.
I think the orange was the year before.
It expires 6/1/26.
Right. Okay, so I don't have to worry about it in the 24/25 budget.
Right here. Right.
Or how long do they take to order?
I don't know. So if they expire in June of 26, you want to be ordering them at least January.
Right. 26. Okay. Sorry, so that would be in the next budget, not this one.
Right.
So really, we have $500 if we need a police presence in after July 1st.
Yeah, the only time we decided we would have a police presence was that carnival. And the kids might be walking back.
No, we weren't going to use them. We didn't use them last year either.
But there's fabulous rucks in there for next year.
We didn't have that many kids last year, so we kind of...
Yeah, we only have rucks there.
So, kind of tying in the use of the $3,600 towards the PA and the AED.
AED stuff.
I'm supposed to meet with the PA guy Wednesday.
Here?
Yes. So once I meet with him, you know, of course I'll come back to all of you and tell you what I'm looking at and what the cost is and all that, and get approval from everybody, not just my
budget.
Yeah.
Could I be there with you?
Of course. You're supposed to come at noon, meet me in the pavilion.
So you would have to have whatever he says and bring it back to the beginning of June.
Yeah.
June meeting.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So it's email it to us.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll email everybody what I come up with.
Because the meeting is what, June 25th.
Mm-hmm.
That would give them 2 days to order the stuff. Right.
Can't we agree with it through email though too?
Yeah,
I won't wait till the next board meeting.
Yeah, that's what Evelyn's saying. Evelyn's saying you have to wait till the next board meeting.
No, don't wait till the next board meeting.
No, I'm not. As soon as I find out and I nail down, I'm going to email everybody and say, this is what I got. What do you think?
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
Okay?
Perfect.
So that takes care of public safety.
Mm-hmm.
And then going forward, because we're here, I'm going to ask the board of governors. So what... Do we want to do 500 again like we're doing this year? Police presence was $460 per presence last year. I don't know what it is now. I don't know what it'll be next year.
Right.
But do we want to put money in there for...
I think we should leave some money in there. Don't the parking tickets that we give out, where does that money come from? Even
$30 each time.
Yeah.
So the answer is yes.
Okay. So
for those little tickets that we hand out when there's no tags.
$500.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So that takes care of that one.
Come here, Blue.
Now my next one would be social events, and I want to know how we're going to handle that, because normally it's somebody coming to you saying this is what we're doing, and you know. This is what we've spent, and obviously we all know this year so far there hasn't been much spent at all. Hold on. So far we've spent $2,630 out of a $9,500 budget. So, and I know it's because Angela dropped off and all of that. But I also know that
the bands cost more than that.
So the bands, which Cindy has booked quite a few, and
how
other people have
for this year. The bands that we have this summer, weren't they more than five?
Well, they probably came out of the budget prior. This is right off the budget.
No, it's paid for before June.
No, don't pay for a band until they show up.
That's what I thought. That's why I questioned it as well.
And that doesn't include like
band, that. Band, about $1,600.
I thought I remembered someone saying that Dave Spencer paid for strand.
No, he did not.
For half of it or something.
No, he did not.
Of course.
All right. He said he. Or else maybe he's got them.
No, he did not. Really? I was able to get them for $1,000 because they got a COVID grant. They normally get charged and normally pay a lot more than that.
Okay.
Furious George was $600.
Mm-hmm.
String of Pearls was $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I saw, $1,600. That's it.
Indeed.
Did you have them?
I think so.
Wasn't one group paid for by somebody?
If it was in
July and August. Is when we do bands. Unless did I do one
that.
In June?
Huh?
Did I do one in June?
You might have done one in June then. First year.
DJ event, 350.
So obviously this year was skewed. I mean, we all know that.
Yeah.
So that's obviously going to be taken into consideration.
Well, I don't know, but I mean, Angela didn't really leave until after the event was over.
But she didn't book, she didn't plan and do all the things that she normally does.
Yeah, last year was a full calendar of events. That's why I don't understand why it was so low. Because we had everything. We had the Hayward Days. We had everything.
Thank you. Well, the Hayward Days has its own.
Like Hayward Days might have made
money. Doesn't come out of that.
So it doesn't?
Doesn't like Hayward Days have its own?
No. It's part of the events budget.
But here's the other thing with events that everybody has to remember. We net. You know, we bring in income. I mean, ladies' night makes $700.
That was a mistake. That was a one-off.
Inflows. All right, so inflows, right? Total inflows, $7,000. We make money with events. So that's
we're not well, the golf tournament too, which same thing as you, charge too much.
Right.
How did we make money?
We make.
I did not do
here
50 raffles.
I will show you.
Wow.
I will show you. I will show you.
Well, she's looking for that.
I'm gonna also
here. I'll just tell you that you made. This is this year. Look at events. Look at the red flag.
When the 700, we're gonna spend 700, Dave and I, once he gets back here.
Right.
That's the
seven and a quarter.
It was. Yeah.
$725. We're going to buy more kitchen stuff.
Oh, kitchen.
Yeah, because we made that money by mistake, and we just said we'll just take it and put it back into.
Right.
He wants to buy a new fry later. We need some. We just need stuff.
So there were a lot of money makers: the golf tournament, ladies' night, and several other things, which I looked at a while ago. I haven't
had to go back and look at. But we did the painting. But I don't know if that was money.
A lot of that stuff paid for.
That was money that went to, right?
A lot of that stuff paid for. So there,
or we asked for a dollar donation, or pay for the T-shirts.
Now let me ask you that: if we have so much money, if Dave and I use a little bit more than the seven,
what else do you want to get?
I'm always looking.
Let me see those dollars.
Well, I'm saying there's a lot of money. I mean, I don't know what we need. You know what I mean? What he's the one that takes care of all
that
stuff.
But I bought two huge guns for Lake Hayward Days, and those were a lot. I have to look up the invoice.
That was like $2,000, wasn't it?
Yeah,
Music.
I bought the
Connect Four.
Yeah.
And then two and the wood games. We bought those.
Jenga. Giant Jenga.
So a lot of these are listed under.
No, they were like Boston.
Cornhole.
No.
No.
Cakewalk. Beach game. Beach games. 85 board something. Oh, that was the board. So the board. So here's the other thing too. The board dinner used to come out of events. After July 1st, it comes out of hospitality.
Yeah, they had the guys change that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So in here, that's a negative 762. So add that to your 2,600, or deduct that from your 2,600.
So just put $6,000 in events.
I think that's what she was at once that I first came on board.
That's my recommendation.
No, I think that's what we were given. And then we did the auction.
You're right.
To raise money. And we said we weren't going to do that again because it was a lot of work.
Right. So, but it was fun. I had a great time at
that. What are you doing?
I'll do it with you. I'm doing it by myself.
Nope, not doing it again.
That was fun. I enjoyed myself with that. So I think we should all think about it and send me an email or something and tell me your thoughts. Because I think everybody has different ideas. But make sure you look at the BVA because it tells you what and where we made and where we spent.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of an eye opener. It's pretty good, but
I don't think it'll be accurate going forward though.
And we should be making money on anything.
Correct.
We should be breaking even on
that. Well, we weren't trying to make money.
Right.
It's the way it happened.
Right.
Right. Because I made a mistake. I just.
But you don't know sometimes. I mean, you have to charge for an event because you want for it to pay for itself.
Right.
So you're not always going to break even. Sometimes you might even wind up, negative. But
right. Right.
We had a full house.
Yes.
On ladies' night. I mean, that was a good event.
Yeah.
So
for what I got, I thought the price was fair.
Yeah.
Well, I'll be dropping it at least.
I charged $25 for it, and you charged $30. That was the difference.
I thought you said 15. You charged 15.
Did you pay us
15?
Yeah, I think you said 15. When you said 15, I said fuck. Oh, shit. Sorry. Because I went up, I doubled it. I said, that's not good. You know, I didn't know. You know what I mean? So, again, now I know this year. And, I got to figure 10% on what I spent last year. Put another 10 or 15% on top of that, and be done.
All right. Not just wasting more time on events.
Yep.
Like
here today, do we have anybody doing at the carnival?
The Diane Nelson part of it?
Yeah.
And there's one other lady that offered to help.
We asked whoever was doing that to see what they needed and take it out of this year's budget.
I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think there's enough time for it.
For Lake Hayward days?
Well, to get something, if they need stuff, to get them together. I mean, April, May, June. Yeah, I don't know.
So that's Diane Nelson and Lisa Silva-Stanovich.
Right. Get them together.
I still have an outstanding check from Diane when she gets into town. She walks around my house every day. I have to ask her if she got her Liberty envelope and said, it's junk mail.
They look like junk mail.
So I have to ask her that because she was never reimbursed for her last year. It's an outstanding check that I have. So yeah. I'd like to clear that up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me see if
Linda's
done her
kitty
bingo yet.
She already started spending.
Yeah.
She knows she has $500.
Okay. So email me on events and then if it winds up the next meeting where we take a vote and we, throw some ideas. I mean, it's something to really think about because we don't have somebody coordinating it and it's kind of all of us with all our different ideas.
Did they buy the tables for Mahjong?
Yes.
Card tables?
Yeah. Who was supposed to do that?
Kathy's going to do that.
Okay.
And then I just have one more thing I want to talk about as far as the budget goes. Two more things. anything pertaining to the budget. So last year, we made a concerted effort to take stipends and pull them out of people's budgets and put them under the stipend category. So we'd like to do that with properties, beach raking. It will come under stipends. Phil will have great input, but it's still a board decision on the stipends. We need to be transparent and clear about who we pay, and there shouldn't be stipends embedded in anybody's budget. That's just my feel.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Like it. Get it off my plate.
Okay.
But Phil, it doesn't get off your plate because you're still in charge of making sure that you're there.
But he has input on.
Right. Yeah, I know. No, and he still has to get the that it won't be on his budget for the payment.
Right, it won't come out of his budget. It's going to come out of stipend. Because it's a stipend.
Yeah. So his budget will get lowered by that amount from the,
yes,
the stipend he has to go up.
But you really won't be losing anything.
Yeah.
The money is just reallocated more transparently.
Right.
It's just
not reallocated.
It's fine. It's all the allocation on there.
Okay.
As long as they get paid.
I think that was all that I really wanted to put out there before I get going. The last thing I wanted to say was, we have Lisa Sobostanovich, and I think I mentioned that last time. We have Brian Smith, B-R-Y-A-N, Smith. And we have Tish Mago, myself. And so Keith Marvin, and I'm just, before you put him on there, Kathy, so what happened with him was I had sent him an email inviting him and asking him about the dam and blah, blah, blah. Well, his email address is, and I'm going to get the first part wrong, keithmarvin@ymail.com.
Gmail.
We have all been emailing him at Gmail, including Tim Pelton.
Wonder why he never gets anything.
Correct. So he said, I was on the damn committee, well, never heard anything, blah, blah, blah. Tim sent him an email back saying, I am sorry, you know, I made a mistake, blah, blah, blah. So I never heard anything back. So I don't know. I'm gonna reach out to Keith one more time just to make sure that he's not communicating with the dam committee or involved.
I don't know if Tim copied you or not, but he sent it to Keith, said, sorry, we had the wrong email, and you'd be better off on the budget committee because
it's active. He did say that, but I don't want Keith to turn around if the dam committee gets active, and then now all of a sudden he's on the dam committee, too. You know what I'm saying, Cindy?
Yeah.
But, I mean, so Keith is my fifth choice at this time. I just want to make that final.
All right. I'm just waiting to send it off to the webmaster to update.
I know, for the committees.
Yeah.
But, so that's
okay.
That was the last thing I had to
say. All right.
Okay, so Dam, I checked with Tim today, and he said the deep is definitely slower than he expected. They still haven't decided if those flies or minnows, whatever.
Minnows.
What's that? Was the minnows. Yeah, that's a new one.
Yeah.
My flies out of it. It's the north end.
Yeah. Well, the north end is the
so
fly.
Anyway,
we have minnows at the dam.
It's just at a standstill till he hears from deep, and it's going up slower than he thought. And I also checked with, I'll talk about that later. Never mind. That's it for Dam. Events, the golf tournament is going to be August 5th, not, I checked the calendar, it's not that weekend in July that he wanted. I did get an email from Pete Govair, who's in land use guy in East Haddam, wanting to know when the fireworks were, because a bunch of them were going to be kayaking out in the lake to watch the fireworks. I'm like, Pete, of all people, I wouldn't go.
Exactly.
Ask about all
I don't know what
you're
talking about.
But I would not put that in writing.
No, I don't even want to know. I've never heard of 4th of July. I don't know. And then
The other thing is that, so Lisa Rogers is going to have her event, right? You know, the one that...
Yeah, I had already approved that.
Right, so you didn't know about last year's fiasco, right?
No, we all talked about it at the board, and we had decided that moving forward, that we would send a letter if someone rented a pavilion and it didn't follow the rules, and a letter would go out to
right.
them
so
saying...
Right, so is she going to get that letter, or is she going to be clear on this? Because I'm not going down there to fight with her.
Right, yeah. Well, again, you know, all the rules are on the pavilion reservation form that she signed. And then... when I confirm the reservation, you know, reiterate, follow the rules, and then a week or two beforehand, I confirm everyone's reservation with them and reminding them in writing in the email of the rules that are listed on the form. I don't think there's much more than that we can do.
Did you do that with her last year?
I did. Absolutely.
She chose to.
So that's what I mean. So some people are going to listen, some people are not going to listen. They're going to do whatever they want.
Yep.
So moving forward, yes, if that happens again this year, she will get a letter that says you won't be able to rent the pavilion next year.
And her husband rents it, or her son rents it.
Then somebody else will rent it, but it doesn't matter. But yeah, moving forward, that is definitely what we had decided to do.
And just
but we had sent letters out last year to people who were offenders.
So
when because it was a new policy. Do you know what I mean? It came like after the fact.
When they're offenders, do we automatically keep their deposit?
No.
The offenders really keep a deposit if there's damage, some kind of physical, you know, damage.
Well, maybe it's an incentive not to be an offender.
Well, if you certainly want to change the pavilion contract, we can talk about that. But it won't be in place for this year. It'll be in place for next year.
I mean,
if that's something you want to change.
It's kind of a big offense, right? I think, right? She put a truck on the beach or something? I'm trying to remember.
It was mostly the parking. It was just...
Well, she had the whole van, parking. Had their bus.
But they moved the bus when I talked to them, but the parking lot was full and the residents couldn't... And she argued with me. I don't think she should be allowed to use it, but that's my opinion. So anyway.
I agree.
I don't know.
Well, what's the rule about people without tags parking in our parking lot?
I put a sticker on their window.
Yeah. They're subject to be towed.
If you want to be assholes,
but
that's what you do.
But we're not going to. You're not going to get anybody to come here and tow them. I know that. Nobody knows that except for us.
She knew that she wasn't supposed to take up the whole parking lot. What kind of stickers do we put on? It is a mean thing to do if there are neighbors, but those
these are not
stickers that you put on the windshield,
no, we're not using them.
They're hard to get off.
I know
it's a reminder. Bring your car.
Well, that's the reason you do it.
Yeah.
You don't want it to be an easy fix.
Well,
so you're putting a sticker and you have to take off, so they will not do that again and again.
It's a reminder.
Well, these people don't live here. They're the guests of someone.
They didn't know they weren't supposed to have that.
But everybody knows that they have the tag. If I have a guest, I give them the tag.
Honestly,
so
I don't think it's really a big problem. She was just obnoxious about it, but most of the people that have stuff down there are okay, right? I mean,
they do what they're supposed to do.
I don't think it's a big issue. I just bring it up for her because she was so awful.
I guess the woman over here rented a bus. That's what I heard. There was a bus to take people down to the ball field.
Right. No, you're talking about.
Oh, I am. She knows the rules.
But I mean, we have
this
something
is,
in place.
This is what we currently use. This is what they use years ago. At some point,
you know.
I would love to. I would love to use these.
You can use those. Hey, you.
We don't need to, you know, carry on about it because I don't think it's a really big problem. But it was just an
unprecedented thing. Well, I mean, I even had, you know, just that it happened today. The gentleman that lives right past Second Beach, don't know who he is. Bought his car, he parked it over in the parking lot. Lives right next there.
Sure, yeah.
You know who he is? Mm-hmm. He sees me down there. And he goes, listen, I'm having a dumpster delivered for a couple of weeks. I'm going to be parking over here. I said, do you have your tag? I don't know where they are. I said, well, what would you like me to do?
Tell him to call Carolyn Kraft.
He knows. He knows. He's just being a pain. You know, and it's not right that people do these things. It's our own people.
Dumpster and in the parking lot?
No, the dumpster is going in his driveway, so he wants to park. So don't tell me.
Well, then put the tag in your car.
I mean, how hard is it?
Right.
But this is what I get. This is what I got. It was today. So I would love to go down there and just put about 5 of these on his car.
Knock yourself out. Maybe first offense, second offense.
Well, you got to keep track of it.
I know.
Well,
I do.
I keep track of it.
I did. I had a little spreadsheet, pictures of the cars.
Really?
That's
yeah.
Hard work.
I do it.
Because it got crazy for a couple of summers.
Yeah.
Especially during COVID. We had people coming in from town.
All right.
We had kids hanging out on the roof of the pavilion. So I started taking pictures.
But getting back to Lori's point, is that something you all want to change about the pavilion reservation, is the refund of the deposit?
Well,
I don't think it really makes a difference.
Okay.
That's my idea.
Well,
that's clear. She's saying we want to change is that if
they offend.
Then you don't lose your deposits. Then you got to change all the paperwork. And
well, that's not a problem because, like I said, it won't be for this season.
Right.
I'll have it in place for next season. But if that's something you want to do, just let me know.
Personally, I don't think people should get their deposit back at all. I think it should go as a donation or something.
No, because they already paid taxes for it. Yeah. They've already been
It's part of the association fee. It's part of your fee. I would like, I definitely would like to see it increased. We get $75 and I'll charge $250, and then if they do break the rules, yeah, you ain't getting it back. $75, I don't care. I'll park a bunch of cars down there for $75. For $250, I think twice about it.
But that's not a condition to lose or gain the firm.
That would be a change.
We would have to change.
Right.
Change that. Okay.
Well, we'll talk about that at some other point, I guess.
Well, because it won't go into effect this year anyway.
No.
So
right.
It's something to have on our radar. Maybe you want to think about that.
Well, and it sounds like it's only been this one person.
Well, that's
really
what I mean. There might be little infractions, but nothing as grossly negligent as that. So I don't think it's a big problem. It just really was a big one. That one. But you know who she's making a
statement. I know!
Well, she's the one that goes down there. I don't go down there.
That's right. We do it. Yes, we do it.
I'm afraid to run the pavilion.
Why are you afraid to run? Are you as a person?
Yes.
Why?
Because it's there isn't enough parking. You know, I would feel like I have to follow the rules and shuttle people down.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
I've got a big birthday coming up this summer. I'm not going to...
You can use our backyard as a parking.
I mean, you know what? I have the nice big yard over here. It was nice.
It's part of my driveway.
I don't agree that you get 4 hand tags.
Right.
I don't agree that you should be able to borrow people's hand tags so that you can have a party down here.
You can use my driveway.
So,
well,
I'm just saying.
That's open for change, too. I mean, this board can change anything on that pavilion reservation form.
Mm-hmm.
Really. It's not, you know.
I guess we can discuss it over the winter.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, think about that.
Yeah.
But there is something I wanted to say. I think, did I email you about the money for the donations for the pavilion reservation forms? I think that should go into.
But they're not all.
I think it should go into properties.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but those donations are not. Where it says donation, where on the DBA.
Yeah.
It says that those are not all. People leaving money from the.
Right, I have to go look at that.
It's under events.
I'm pretty sure.
But I can explode it because, I mean, even if you look at this.
It was under events, but.
I can explode what our donations are so far and tell you whether it was from the pavilion rental.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that. I don't think it was.
I think there were other things in there, but I can tell you what that is.
Okay.
I don't
so
think
where do those donations go then?
Somebody wrote a check, I believe.
So they just go to income, they go to our income line.
Right, it's on,
yeah.
Yep.
So you're just going to be taking that out of altogether.
Yeah. I'm not sure. So I think the reason why it was in events is because events would make money on certain little things. I mean, here or there.
Right.
Not the larger events, but
right.
I think that's why it was there. I don't really know.
So it's just going to be listed with all the donations under income. It's not going to go into anybody's budget.
That's how it's been.
Okay.
Other income.
Well, it's listed under events, though, like a plus thing.
No, it's
you know
actually,
what I mean?
Right. Here, let me show you.
It's under other
income.
Mm-hmm. So this is a bunch of cash.
I don't know why I thought it was under
income. October.
Okay.
So I know that it wasn't.
And then it's to drive me crazy. Other income.
Okay.
Going on, turn my own lights on.
All right. Yep. I just that just popped into my head. You were talking about.
Should we move on to East?
Mm.
So Corinne. So I checked with Corinne today, and there isn't really anything new. She's still waiting for the permit to come through to have the water.
I was gonna say. What? She's talking about East, or?
So what she's talking about was she said to tell Evelyn to keep the damn geese at her end because her daughter and grandson got attacked yesterday.
I put out on the Paula page on Facebook warning. There's a nest down there.
Right, stay away.
Don't engage.
Yep.
Don't.
Yeah, I don't know.
You did. I should have put it on the public page too. But I tried to warn people. That goose down there is.
She said she's going to have to pay for counseling for a long time. For
yeah,
her.
Well, they're nasty. They're nasty.
There's nothing we can do.
No, I think it was like a joke.
Somebody else wasn't joking because somebody else, a dog, kid or something.
They will go after you.
I go down and he swims from the other side. He sees me coming. He misses.
So when you go ahead, I just have to put that in there.
But we have to go right on the lake quality.
I was going to bring that up. And I did post in the Facebook thing today. You stay near the East Shore side. He might swim at you, but I don't want to tell people where the nests are. Because
mm-hmm.
I don't want people going in there and messing with them.
Well, they get fixed. They do.
I don't want people to know. I'm not saying it's on the peninsula because I don't want people going over there.
So you know what?
Stay close to East Shore.
Say there are active nests right now. Put out another one.
Well, I commented on that one today too. We found one in the marsh over by the ice house.
Oh. Oh right. Yeah. Okay. You just tell me that.
Yeah. So there's two active nests already. 14 geese. 14 babies that will not be born.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. I have not seen any flocks. because I have some geese money left, I'm going to have Nutmeg Farm come out more often once I see a flock. Just to be on, and I am tired of driving around the lake every day. Every day I drive around, I go to the other side.
Well, now you just use your drone.
There was a single goose hanging across from.
What's up?
Kind of near my property on the other side, so I wanted to make sure there wasn't a nest over there. I don't have permission to go on this property, but I went anyway. Because if there's a nest, we want to find it. And that's it. We just wait. And, you know, it's been such a weird winter. I have not seen a flock. I did buy the drone. You weren't here when I saw it. It cost more than I had thought. Instead of $500, it's $900. So I'm going to put it in July to get reimbursed. I am learning it. It is definitely overwhelming. Mm-hmm. You know, my son came down the other day. He's a gamer, so he was like, "Oh yeah, just do this." How'd you start it? I couldn't think I had started. And all the directions are in Chinese.
Oh my God.
The company sent me an email with a starter guide and directions, and it's all in Chinese. So I've been YouTubing things. So I'm getting the hang of it. But I did have it up today, and nice hawk tried to attack it. Flew over my yard. And
yeah, I'm hoping the osprey doesn't
go after it.
Yeah.
Evelyn, has there been anything on the forestry area? Lynn had some information last year that there were some nests in forestry.
Yep, we went and checked them out.
Okay.
Yeah, not there this year.
Not there this year.
There are... There are three geese hanging out over that way, over by you.
I go looking for them.
But I go near them and they get in the water. They're not aggressive, mm-hmm. so they're not guarding the nest. Mm-hmm.
How long is the female sitting on the nest for?
About 30 days.
So when
that is by another week.
So maybe put that email blast out for the next 2 weeks and so till the...
I did say on that Facebook page. They should be gone, I think, within another week or so.
All right.
She will come back and check. You know,
I mean, there's not a whole lot of people out on the water now, but there's still... The whole week is going to be warm.
We had a nice weekend.
We did.
People out of the kayaks.
They'll be out again this weekend.
So,
yeah. And probably during the week, it's going to be
beautiful.
Nice. Yeah. The male hangs out on the other side, but he only gets aggressive if you come near... That peninsula.
Well, at some point, and it's a glimmer plan, at some point those people are going to move into their houses, and then they're going to become well acquainted with those geese.
Well, yeah.
Well, it's a week or two, so, and they should...
And he is he's a very good daddy, because they can't find the male that was attached to the one over by the ice house.
Mm-hmm. Okay, any more geese stuff?
Okay.
Well, we decided... That we're not putting the fake geese out or the dogs
swans.
Out this year.
No swans, no dogs.
Or the swans, sorry. We're not,
Their beach can do what they want. Second beach can do what they want. We're not putting them out on first beach. They don't work.
They don't. So I just...
Unless you move them every 3 hours.
My question would be is what do we want to do with these swans that we have? Swans.
Well, don't get rid of them. Don't throw them away. Because at some point, maybe another beach wants to take them and play with them, right?
Okay.
So we had a shed at third beach.
That's where they are now.
Oh, okay.
That's third beach shed.
That's what the problem is. That, you keep dumping shit in there.
No,
stuff
I know.
In there. And there's not. I mean, it's clean now. It's clean. So it's not a big deal.
Third beach shed.
No, third beach shed. Oh, the 12th.
The third beach shed is full of no problem.
I know, but she's saying.
Ballfield. I'm sorry. Ballfield.
Oh, okay.
The ball field.
Gotcha.
Not 30.
Oh, that.
Yeah.
They heard you talking about
it. I heard him.
Yeah. Walking at me. All right. And like I said, Lake Quality, Corinne just said she's waiting for permits as well. Mm-hmm. Nominating Miss.
So we have. I'm gonna break her name. Dawn Hacken. Hackett, go on. You never hear me today. She's and Nancy Kavanaugh. We're gonna do the nominating for you this year. So we're gonna start the next couple of weeks putting a blast out, asking for things. We have two positions to fill this year. We'll four up for grabs, but two we definitely have to fill. So now we'll start looking.
You might get a lot because we've gotten a lot of responses.
I know, I've got a lot of volunteerism this year, so we might get a lot of responses.
H-E-N G-E-S-B-A-C-H.
Hengensbach?
Yeah.
She's new. She bought a house on Wildwood.
It takes me a long time to say Silva Stanovich.
Me too!
But we'll get there.
Oh, yeah,
it
should be easy. Okay.
And I updated the guidelines on the...
Do you want me to send you their names, though?
Whoever you're going to nominate, yeah. Absolutely.
No, I'm a nominating committee. Do we need to have their name out there anyway?
Yes, I'm going to. As soon as she gives me her last, that way
I'll
can send,
you the
send
name.
It to Mike all in one. Whatever happened here.
I just
spelled it to me, so yeah. So not a problem. Yeah.
I thought you were just saying it out loud for sale.
No.
But anyway, I got it.
Perfect.
Properties.
Moving right along, we have, I hired CertaPro painters to come and power wash and stain the pavilion at a tune of $7,442. Hopefully it'll be done either by the end of May or the beginning of June, or even sooner. Sand, I'm having sand delivered this coming Monday to all 3.5 beaches. And then we have to spread it, and the platoon of between the sand and the spreading is $5,240. We budgeted, I think, $2,500 for this project, but it is what it is. I went around and looked at all the signs that we have, the swimming, the no swimming signs, and no parking signs, and parking by permit only, and all that, and there's going to be about 15 signs that I need that I want to replace to make them look nice. There's a lot of them are just, they look like crap, so I want to replace those. What else? The sand that we're getting. I had ordered, I went to Adelman's a couple weeks ago and I just said I want the softest and the best sand that you have. And he goes, well, you got pool sand. I said, okay. Well, you know, after a while, my lovely wife says, yeah, pool sand is not a good sand for kids to be playing.
No, it's dead sand. They call it dead sand.
No, that's what I'm getting.
This is what you're getting?
Yeah.
Yes, that's what I'm getting. It's called Mason sand. Kind of scared me with the name, but it's safe. It's very safe and it's fluffier, I think.
It's one of the town of East Haddam.
That's the other thing. When I went today and I called the town of East Haddam.
Yeah.
They told me where they get it from Butler.
Oh.
So I went to the beach today, took some of their sand, and I went to Adelman's. Adelman doesn't want to give us the beach this sand. I don't know why, but I didn't question it. And I went to another guy that was pretty cheap, but he didn't have this same sand. It was a little bit more rockier. I learned a lot about sand the last few days. So I took a ride down to Butler. This is what they showed me, and like I said, I did call the town of East Adams. It's what they use. But it's expensive.
So you're doing all the beaches, even little beaches, you said?
Yeah. Yeah.
How much do you have to put on? Do you have to say like an inch or something?
Yeah.
He's only allowed so much, Cindy, per...
Per beach. I think I'm allowed 22 ton on first beach.
That's what I mean. Both by ton, not... Yeah.
22 ton on first beach, 6 ton on second beach, 17 ton on third beach, and flip a coin for a little beach.
Yeah.
There's no perimeter here for that. So hopefully, by the end of or middle of June, I'll be done with projects so we can enjoy the lake. That's my thought process. I know we talked about this once before. We have those two heaters that are down in the ball field shed container. I want to get rid of them. What do we want to do with them? I know we talked about it once. You said you were interested in one, but I don't know.
The tall thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if I am anymore.
Okay.
What are they, outdoor?
They're outdoor heaters. Yeah.
They used to be used for Halloween.
Oh. They haven't been used in years.
Can you silent raffle them? Silent auction them?
Apparently they have all kinds of, what are they, like propane? Or
yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, they probably have like a lot of... They need a cleaning.
Well, I would take care. I mean, I would make sure they fired up and make sure they're clean. I mean, they're pretty clean. They're down in that shed. That shed is dry. I would fire it up. I would get it running. But if it's...
Somebody will want them.
I was going to say, if you silent auction them.
Yeah, or just maybe. Just put it on the Facebook page. First come, first serve. $50 or $100, whatever. Only like 300 new, I think, right?
I have no idea. I've never bought one. So I don't know.
Let me ask then.
So I think that's all I have.
So
oh no,
you're
no.
Them, or what are you gonna do then?
I haven't decided.
Okay.
Does it matter? I mean, is there if I could just do what I
check them out?
Just
check them out. See if they fire up.
Okay.
Zip out an email. Anybody whatever?
Blue. Right. Okay. One more thing. Flags. Mike is getting them.
Mike doesn't move them.
Is he putting them up?
I doubt it. I don't know.
Well, because I had an inquiry from this Zoe Phil person. I forgot her last name. And she's quite upset because the flag, when the flags are out, they're not lit. I said, good point. I said, what do you want to do? How do you want to handle it? I said to her.
Because you're going to get the light pollution.
No.
My flag pole at the top.
Yes. Well, she came. Make a long story short, I met with her down at the first meeting, and she said that they have these little things. You take the finial off and you put it right on. And I said, well, okay. I said, I have some money. Go out and buy them and take care of it for me. Well, that didn't happen. She doesn't want to do it. No, it's not a matter of ordering. It's another thing that I called Jay and Lisa. Jason and Lee. Because they're the ones that took care of the flags for me all these years. Right. They've been doing it for years. And I said I wanted to touch base with them about the lights. To see what their thought process, see if they're doing it. Will they do it? Can they do it? Well, I saw Lee, and Lee basically told me to go scratch my ass. They're not doing it no more. They're not putting them up. They're not washing them. They're not taking them down. So now I have nobody to do the flags. So, with that, I mean, unless Mike's doing it, I don't know.
I just asked him.
So that goes to my next question. Do I try to find somebody to do it, or just not put flags up on any of the beaches?
So, are the flagpoles retractable?
Yep.
It's not a big deal to do it. But just put out there, will somebody hang the flags up? I mean, it's not like, you don't need a 20-foot ladder or anything, right?
No.
I mean, I do mine by myself.
It's not hard to do. It's just that something else that...
Well, you can do whatever you want. It's your job. If you want to ask someone else to do it, it's part of your properties, right?
Well, yes.
I think we should have flags. Is that what you're asking?
It's part of properties. It is part of property.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't know why you got involved with it.
I don't know. You said something about Mike Cupid.
Yes. And I remember the conversation because I said, Jay and Lee are taking care of these things for me, but I don't know where they get, they need a couple of flags. I don't know where they get their flags, but Mike Chupa offered to get them for us.
Right. So I saw Mike at the hardware store, and I asked him, and he said, yeah, get them. And I told you, and he said, great.
Well,
Amazon. You know, but everything else says Amazon.
No, we got the flag.
What is the issue here?
You need somebody to
hang. I'm not doing it.
Flag.
I'm not doing it.
You need somebody.
I had somebody to do it, and you're not doing it anymore.
All right. So you put out an email blast. We need someone to hang flags
and take them down at the end of the year.
Yeah.
That's fine. Well, I just want to know how we wanted to do this. I didn't know if Mike was going to do it. I know. I thought Jason and Lee were still doing this.
Volunteer.
But then when I saw Lee, it was a couple of days ago.
So what did Lee say to you? Why did he stop doing it?
He got hurt.
But
nobody talking to him. They just took it away from him.
You need to stop whining.
Well, I listen. You know, I mean, it's like Gary. I have Gary.
They took from Lee?
Pardon me?
They took something from Lee?
Yes.
They did it.
Well, let's go back to a conversation, and I brought it up in a thing.
Right.
Because I saw Lee in the street, and he said to me, you know, the flags, I've been fixing them over the years, and I brought it to the board, and I said, you know, I said, Lee said he's going to get the flags. All I asked is if they need America.
Right.
And then, but then there ensued the conversation about Mike Chubas too.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That was the same conversation, the same day.
I think what you should have done, Cindy, is you should have called Jason and Lee and talked to them about the flags.
I'm sorry you feel that way. It's
like Gary Peterson takes care of all the AEDs for me. He knows what he's doing with that stuff. You know, and I'd hate to lose him for that.
So he was upset because we were asking somebody else
to get
them?
Yes.
Oh.
But we're getting them for free.
Oh.
He gets them from the VA, the veteran. So
he gets them from the same place that Lee and Jason get them from.
For free.
But Lee and Jason don't get them for free. Right?
Yes.
Oh, they do?
They get them from the AMVETS or VETS.
Wait, was that a yes or a correct?
Correct. Yes, he gets it from the same place.
Wait, but does he get them for free?
That I don't know.
I know he doesn't.
He doesn't.
Okay.
He has to pay the company.
Yeah, that's why he pulled me over and said that, you know, I'm going to be submitting a blah, 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 blah.
Right. So, if we can get them for free,
It's a no-brainer.
It's dollar
signs. It's a no-brainer. It's just a matter of how we do things.
No, agreed.
It's how we do things.
Agreed, but I don't think there was anything malicious.
I'm not saying there was. Yeah. But this is not the first time. You know, I want to take care of property.
Come on, we all work together here. Let's this is my job, this is my job, this is your job. Why can't we just all work together? Somebody does
something. That's not working together.
It is working together.
You come to me for that.
Oh, for God's sake.
You come to me for that. You don't go to somebody.
I did. I sent you my troops that will get the flags. And you
said, that was after the fact, though. But you should have, to me, you should have, I would have called.
You would have said, no, I don't want him to. I want me to. I thought I was helping you, Phil.
You were trying to help me, but you went to jail.
I don't want to get into this, because that's not what this board is about.
I understand that.
If you can't work together and appreciate and help, then I don't want to be part of this. I'm sorry. You know, you get all upset about stuff, but don't. It's all going to work out. It's fine. We're all here to help each other and work together, not to point fingers.
I understand that. And we got to separate friendship from the board.
Yeah.
I hope that happens. I hope that is happening also.
Yeah, that's fine.
But don't make my job harder.
I don't think... Oh, okay. Whatever. I'm sorry I ordered the flag. I don't think there was intent.
I'm not saying there was.
My personal opinion, I think they were free. But yes.
Don't make my job harder.
I have
a system.
Nobody wants to make anybody's job harder. We're all here, in my opinion, we all have a voice.
Right.
To have growth, to have different opinions. And
there's a way to go through channels.
But everybody's channels might be a little bit different, and somebody might be thinking they're helping somebody, and it doesn't. But it's not. We can't get upset with each other. We have to work with each other because that's why we're here.
I understand that.
So.
And I believe I try to help everybody.
And I know.
And sometimes I get my ass handed to me too.
Everybody here, as far as I can see, tries to help everybody that they can.
Just do it the right way.
I think everybody is trying to. It doesn't always happen.
You know, this just sounds like it's a miscommunication.
I think so, too.
Yeah. Okay. I said my piece. I'm done. I'm done with
this. So, email blast, we need someone to hang flags.
Yep.
Hang them, take them down.
Mm-hmm. And take them down.
Okay.
What I see is we're all here doing our best. Nobody's trying to make anybody's job harder.
Exactly.
But you got to stop pointing fingers at people. Because getting a bit much.
Where does it, where else do I go with it?
We're done.
Okay.
You talk to us like you are. But it's not, we can't say it's somebody's fault. We're all trying to help each other. We all have a responsibility, but I really think we all have good hearts and good intentions here.
I love the board. Our board is great. Mm-hmm. In the last 3 or 4 months, it's changed, and I don't know why.
Hmm. What do you think has changed?
I'm done.
I don't think now's the time.
Nope.
Can we get through the rest of the meeting?
Mm-hmm.
Please.
Yeah, it's late. Yeah. Thank you.
Technology. So technology, the only thing I have to say is what I think I already said I'm going to meet with somebody on Wednesday for the PA. And right now that's kind of where I'm trying to focus.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that and but.
Right.
So water testing, nothing new. Lisa still says that she will do it. And I think that's it. There's no other, right?
I have another.
Hmm.
Anybody, did you ever find out if DEP stops the life of the fish?
No. I didn't.
Because
I meant to ask Ken.
Part of the deal with them stopping the life is they take care of that boat launch, and that boat launch is disgusting. thing.
What do you mean, like litter?
It's not just, no, and I think, what's in Alice?
Yeah.
Who's over there today? She's got a little nice little metal wrought iron chair there. She's, I think it's her planting some flowers. But the tar itself is, there's big, huge spots that have nothing. It's, and then it drops and it's just a mess.
Not our problem.
So it's got
potholes
and stuff.
Yeah, it's not even a pothole. I mean, it's like a pond. I'm just, you know, at some point, if we have a contact, I might reach out. If they're not slapping the lake, then what, you know, what are we doing over there?
And we'll ask him. I totally forgot, Evelyn. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I had heard that at one point. I think it was Jerry Sobolewski on my end of the lake said that in exchange for them being allowed to, state being allowed to put the boat launch there to begin with.
Yes.
The deal was that they would stop the lake. And I'm there. I have not seen anybody come in. I see the porta potty guy once in a while, but I've never seen anybody go out there from that boat launch with anything that looks like a sack in the lake. I see the guy come in by.
Years ago, I saw them do it, and they did it right at the first beach. But that was years ago. I've never seen it again.
I'll ask Ken. My neighbor is an avid ice fish.
Yeah.
All of that. So perfect. He knows. All right. I'll ask. I forgot to ask.
I may take it out if I can get a contact.
Property encroachment. I called Bon Giovanni again. Now everybody's on vacation. I don't know what else to do.
I know, right?
It's all you can do is be persistent.
I am.
But
I know. So he said, call me back in 2 weeks because Mickey, who was the original person that did it, part of his crew, will be back on vacation. So I have it on the calendar.
Do you think it would help if we asked our lawyer to send the two people, the surveyors, a letter? Like,
this is ridiculous.
I know. I found the original letter. It was the original letter signed by Gary, but sent to them was 2020?
Oh, my
goodness. 2020, saying that there's a discrepancy.
Yes.
There's a discrepancy, and that Jim Ventures from the town agrees that your surveying is wrong, was used the wrong pins to our guy, to Bon Giovanni, and that's 3 years ago.
Oh, dear.
Because there's pins down there, there's poles, there's... You
were
there,
there's somebody here, there's, oh no, they came, it looked recent,
yeah, they
when
came,
I went
you know that,
so they just don't
want to
deal with it,
yeah, they're still pointing fingers.
Let me throw this out, and believe me, I don't want to go this route, why don't we just forget it, I mean, what are we going to
do that, Phil,
can't,
unfortunately,
can't,
huh,
the box has already been opened. You can't put the lid back on.
In the beginning, I think a lot of us wanted to forget it.
Absolutely, we did. We didn't even want it to be happening, but,
I mean, to me, it's just ridiculous.
Right, on a personal level, we all think it's ridiculous, okay. But on a board level,
board level, we gotta protect
I feel, me, as a board member, I represent the whole association, not just my thoughts.
Right, I see what you're saying.
I think it's irresponsible of us not to follow through until the end, unfortunately, no matter what I think.
So what do you think about having your attorney send him a letter? I think that's...
We can try that, yeah.
I mean, I know you got pushback from him a while ago that he just wanted to, you know, get the police down there and have them move their stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe we do just need to do that.
What do you think the attorney could accomplish, Kathy? What do you think?
I don't know.
Maybe light a fire and
he
some
tried to set up an arbitration, a meeting between the two. With him.
Mediation.
A mediation. Right, whatever. Mediation, arbitration, whatever. But yeah, maybe he can facilitate that and make it happen.
Sometimes they'll react and to an attorney's letter versus...
Yeah.
And come up with some kind of agreement.
But I mean, the last time we sent a letter to the attorney, he just said, go down here and take everything off.
That
get a cop.
That was his response.
That was his response.
So. Now we're at a point where it's the surveyors. It's not Byron removing his stuff.
Mm-mm.
Right. It's the surveyors that are
being
dragging their feet
right.
And making excuses. It's not Byron. His stuff is over.
I don't know. Is that, do you guys want me to do that? Do you want to?
Yeah. I think it's
going to hurt.
We have money for that. You know, enough is enough. You guys need to get out there.
We do have money for that. We have legal. Unless there's legal fees I haven't seen, you have money for that.
We did over budget on legal fees.
I did.
We're over budget.
Maybe both of them need to be reported to the state, whoever controls them, about their land.
Let's start with an attorney letter.
That might be like poking the bee's nest, Emma. I don't know.
You may need to die someday.
It's morally and ethically wrong for the two surveyors to continue to drag this out to this length of time.
Well, maybe the attorney can kind of say that.
There should be something that they have.
Yeah, I would be very reluctant to report them.
Set up a meeting date or something, maybe. You know, I don't know.
Well, yeah.
We'll see what he says. He's probably going to say, I told you 2 years ago to just go down there and get the cop. We spent $581 and we're budgeted at $4,000. So we have money.
Nice. I could use it.
Yeah, be down again.
Nice, I got events, I got lawyers.
So property encroachment, that's all I can tell you. It's so annoying. And any other old business?
Yes, Cindy, just one item, and that is just around Christmas, just before Christmas, we had that professor from Western New England who wanted to do a survey of all our membership.
Yeah.
I did talk to him about the issue, and he is really gathering data. He said once he has the data, I'd be happy to come and talk to the membership. And the data he's looking to is finding out, I guess, basically the knowledge of all of our membership about invasive species that are in our lake or not in our lake. Now, I personally don't have too much knowledge about it. I don't know too many other people who know what all the invasive species are or not. So I just thought I'll let you know that. And I don't know. On my yard, we do have poison ivy and all that kind of stuff, and I consider that an invasive species. But it's just one of those situations that he's just collecting data, and I'm not sure that he has something to give us at this moment. His feeling is that once he's talked to the folks, then he may be able to come up with some thoughts.
But what is he asking for? Is he asking for our email addresses, or is he asking?
Email addresses of the members of the association, so he can send them out.
We did talk about this as a group.
Yeah,
all decided that it could kind of be a fishing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is sort of a fishing expedition, right? Mm. I'm just letting you know. I mean,
I guess you can send it out as an email blast and say if you're interested in getting this poll, submit your email to him. But I'm not comfortable giving my email out, not even my Lightcaver email.
If he sends it to the association and then we decide to do something with it, that's different. But to give our addresses all to him would not be, I think, the way to go.
Yeah, I agree. We all agree with that.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other old business or new business?
I guess I should put the fault lines under new, other new, whatever.
The swim lines and docks will be going in on the 23rd. Porta potties will be open this coming Friday. Mm-hmm. So I forgot to put that in there.
Oh, I know what I want to add to you.
What?
No. Down at Second Beach, there's a bunch of wood.
Yep.
We touched on. There's a bunch of, what are they, 4x4s? They're rotting. Like, what are we doing with those?
Dave Edgington was supposed to build, like, a little corral down there for all the pontoon boats to tie up to. Those were left over from our street signs. When we did all the street signs, they were left over from that. They were down on First Beach. I was going to take them down to the shed, and Dave says, well, I want to build. I said, all right. So I moved them all down there.
Is that something we could use for the bench at Dog Beach?
No.
But I want to talk to you about the bench at Dog Beach.
Yeah, I have that on my list.
Yeah, I looked at it. I drove by the other day. I looked at it.
That would be a good Dave job. He likes doing that kind of
stuff. Yeah.
You ask him. I'm not asking.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, actually, you know what that would too, because it looks like crap.
Where is
it? There's tons of them.
I asked him the same question. We were down at Second Beach. I said, what is all this wood doing?
It's right in front of the plate, right next to the plate.
Where the wooden fence is laying against it.
Right over near the playground.
In there for
right.
Well, they will be back in a couple of weeks.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I hate for them to rot.
I agree. I did wood.
What kind of boards are those on the dog bench?
Those are 2x4s, yeah. Pressure treat.
Yeah.
But you may or may not want pressure treat because if you sit on pressure treat and you get a splinter, that's no fun.
Well, I would do the Trex.
Yeah.
Trex would be nice.
I would.
Doesn't that go like this when it gets really hot?
Because
there's no support in the middle.
Yeah, but I think there's short. So I don't know.
You wouldn't need that, but the other thing is with Trex. When Trex sits in the sun, and that sits in the sun,
hot.
Trex is really
hot.
Oh,
I know. That's what I'm saying. And then it works. Well, anyway.
Water
I'm sorry, Lou.
And one other thing I forgot. Down on Second Beach, you have the driveway that goes down to the beach.
Yep.
And from the right of the driveway to the fence, there's a big opening for handicap parking. I am putting a new sign there, but I also want to put some big rocks. Instead of a fence, we're going to put like seven or eight rocks I would like to put over there so cars can't go down.
Into the lagoon area?
Yes. I think the rocks will last a lot longer than the wood fence.
But you know what? I don't think he's still alive, but there was a handicapped man who, because we were Second Beachers, his wife... And quite frankly, David does it with Gail, drives down there to drop that person off. And if you block that off,
No, I'm not going to block that off.
Not the driveway.
No, not the driveway. We'll leave the driveway open. Because the people don't have to get in there. It's right to the right of it. There's like a 10 or 15 foot span that there's no fence. And they had those bumpers when you pull up to a parking lot, those little cement things.
Yeah.
But they're all buried. They're buried there.
The spoiler wreckers?
Yes, exactly. So I'm going to see if I can get John to put some rocks over there, too. So just to, you know, if anybody puts their car in, and it just goes, you know, I can see it going down, hitting people down there, you know what I mean? So it just happened in Wallingford where a car went through a beauty salon. The older person got in the car and went forward. They thought it was in reverse, and it wasn't. So.
Yeah, so if you're looking at Second Beach over near the porta potty,
yeah,
and it just keeps going.
Yeah.
Any other old, new, anything else? So we need a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes. Go easy, will you?
So now that we're done off the record, I have a question.
Right.
Somebody asked me.
All right. Have a good week, everybody.